You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing great. It's Friday. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I know, right?
I've got Maggiano's in my future, too. We're going out for my mom's birthday tomorrow to Maggiano's. Pasta. Yeah, it does.
And then they give you that one that you can take home.
Oh, yeah. Put it right there in your pocket, in your hip pack, and get out of there.
What are you doing this weekend, Caitlin? Anything good?
Well, I'm still trying to figure that out, but I actually called because I wanted to talk to you boys about the fact that I'm really mad this week, specifically, that I've gone to therapy.
Okay.
Because I have become incredibly healthy emotionally, and I have amazing boundaries now, and I am really struggling to find other people who are as healthy as me. So either they get pissed off with me and don't want to be my friend, or I get pissed off with them because they're like not even close to where I am.
They're a mess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're a mess.
Okay, this is a unique situation here for
but
you.
It's interesting.
But interesting, yeah.
I'm not going to say that I don't understand what you're saying because I do. And sometimes I've wondered if the percentage of people who are drama magnets has increased exponentially like in the last 10 to 20 years. And it might be since the advent of social media, which in a way kind of rewards drama.
And see that, yeah.
I mean, Caitlin, would you agree with that? Am I off base? It seems like more people are all about drama.
Oh, I think so, too. And it's easier to be dramatic behind a screen, right? So,
right.
Well, yeah. And then everybody gives you, you know, comments. They're reinforcing your drama, too. And you're like, oh, it just piles on. So where can you talk to, like, your therapist to see if any other men? Are you looking for a man?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're looking for?
I know exactly what I'm looking for. It's just like impossible to find. And I do have high expectations, but I'm also probably like one of the most chill people. So I
well,
just
tell us about your expectations and we'll tell you if they're too high or not.
Okay. Well, you know, I know that I have a very secure attachment and I'm looking for someone with a secure attachment who's not too clingy and likes to give me space and, like, you know, ability to go do my thing and they go do their thing. But then we come back together and can share about it. And I'm just telling you what, like, all the men out there are just clingy.
They're clingy.
Well, not all of them. I'll tell you, everything you're describing, I'm like, dang, I should have hooked up with Caitlin. No, I think. So what you're describing is a relationship that is close. I mean, you're close to each other, but you do like having your individuality and being able to go out and do your own thing. I think that's personally, I think that's super healthy. I think it's healthy.
It is healthy.
But it's rare. It's rare.
Exactly.
At what point in the relationship do you not need that, though? Because eventually, aren't you both going to just continually to get closer and closer and closer where you are seeing each other every day or living together or...
Yeah, no, for sure. And if it's a healthy relationship, it does naturally evolve into that. But, you know, I guess...
It sounds like a lot of these guys are, like, treating you like a mom or something like that. They've got, like, a mom complex, right?
Yeah. They need therapy.
They need therapy.
But, you know, it's not just men. My women friends are clingy ladies as well.
Why is everybody so clingy right now?
I don't know.
Are we just desperate for companionship and friendship because we spend too much time on social media?
Well, you know what, guys? I'm a good time, and people like to hang around me, and I like to have fun. So everyone likes to do this, and I'm just saying it's exhausting because I'm now really healthy, and I'm kind of just this week I had a friend who was not happy with me about some of my boundaries, and so I'm just like, you know what? I just give
but
up.
But you're essentially saying you're a great time, you're fun to be around, and then when people want to be around you and have a great time, you're like, you're being too close.
No.
I'm confused by your situation. And I feel like you have some narcissistic tendencies right now.
Oh, my God.
Should we start dissecting a little further?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm game. You know why? Because I am healthy enough.
You are healthy and you are happy. I understand that, yeah. And you're fun to be around, but just not around for more than one day in a row.
All right. Let me help you dissect it a little, okay? So I'm a single mom with four kids. Work full time. I'm busy. You know, everyone's busy. And there's just a level of busyness that people who aren't in my situation just don't understand.
I'm sorry, you said you're a mom with four kids.
Single mom.
You're a single mom with four kids. Okay. I kind of lost that part.
We're good full time. Like, and I'm a realtor, so like I work all the time.
Well, then how does anybody have time to be clingy with you if you're so busy? And wouldn't you want somebody to be kind of clingy and around you a lot to help you out with those kids?
Jeremy, you just really hit a nerve right there.
How?
People help me, and then I am not. I just have to push people away from helping me because they help me, and then they want me to help them to the same level, and I just am not capable of it, and it's exhausting.
Okay, so I've been just sitting back.
So they help you. You lost me there for a second. They help you, but then when they turn around and ask you for some help, you're like, no.
No.
I don't have time to help you.
I make time.
You just said you don't have time for that. Go ahead, Dom. What do you got?
Kaylin.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here listening. No, wait a minute. Don't get upset.
It might be you.
I'm just sitting here absorbing everything, and Jeremy knows I process things.
I was watching his face. He's thinking. He's looking at the ceiling, you know.
And what comes to mind, you sound like a delightful person. I would love to hang out with you. However, having said that, it strikes me that you may not be as mentally healthy as you think you are.
Okay, fair. Okay,
that
hit me.
I'm not going to try to analyze all of the components, but with so much dissatisfaction with everybody else, I think that's maybe not as healthy as you should be.
That is fair.
You know, that's all I'm thinking, because we're all flawed. All of us are flawed. And I think the funniest thing of this whole conversation was Jeremy pointing out that you're so fun to be around, but you don't want to be around anybody. It's kind of funny. You got to admit, that's funny.
You got to admit.
All right. That is funny. And here's the thing is actually the problem is that I am I'm a pretty invested mom. And so I'm like these four kids, man, they have me running in circles.
Yeah.
And so my inherent state of being is to go have a good time and be fun and give to other people. And I am a giver naturally. And
sure,
so I've had to set those damn boundaries in order to be present with my kids and not be checking out with my kids. You know?
All right.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, but
we understand that.
I'm a common denominator in a lot of these situations.
There you go.
There you,
know
you
what?
Have it. There
I
you
like
go.
You, Kaylin.
You puzzled it out.
Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep your ears primed on this show for the next time we have one of our happy hour get-togethers, and you have got to come out so that we can see how much fun you are.
Yes,
to be
we
around.
Need somebody there that's the life of the party. All right.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
And we'll talk to you for like 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll leave you alone the rest of the night.
How about that?
Okay. We'll set our boundaries.
Is that perfect?
That sounds amazing. I'm in.
Okay. Very good.
You are such a good sport.
Can't wait to meet you.
You are so fun. Thank you for calling me. Hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Boys, you're the best. You make my morning all the time.
Oh, we love
you.
Good luck with everything.
We're going to save that audio, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, we're off and running. Who's next? Shannon has been patiently holding. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, you. I figured out how to get my phone off of Bluetooth.
Yay! Yeah, I was talking to Shannon off the air. She's like, I have no idea how to do it. She was panicking.
It's a banner day.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Anything
fun?
Wait
a minute. Before we ask Shannon about her weekend, I want Shannon to weigh in on Kaylin.
Oh, my God. I had so many thoughts. You guys.
Tell us.
I happen to be an only parent. Fortunately, I only have one kid, but the dad is gone. And I'm a geriatrician hospice nursing home doc. So I get a stressful job only parenting, and I've done a lot of therapy and learned boundaries, and I'm loving life. Because I have my group of friends that I trust. I love it. So I feel, and I'm not mad at other people who don't jive with me, because then it just doesn't work out. So yeah, I just feel like maybe she seems really great. She seems like she needs a break from momming, and she needs.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to pile on.
She seems burned out, and she seems like she needs a core group of a few good girlfriends who she can be like, I'm going to not have the kids and let's go out and have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Or a solid girlfriend that can help watch the kids for a night so she can go out and do something else, you know?
Yeah, or family. I would agree with her. There was a period where I tried to date, but I'm just over it. So I was like, maybe you don't need a guy. You don't.
And it usually happens when you're not looking, right? I mean, it's the whole thing. You'll just stumble on somebody.
And there's something else that needs to be said here, too, is the whole thing about, hey, I want my space, I want to be away, is all valid and good. And I said, that's very healthy, and I'm that kind of person. I need my alone time and stuff like that. However, we do need to point out that you feel that way until you meet the right person.
Yeah,
and then you want to be around them more. You know, it's like I used to always say, if you're not in the right relationship, you make excuses to not be around them. And if you're in the right relationship, you make excuses to be with them.
Absolutely.
And I think that's true. It can be a little bit dangerous out there. I will say, as somebody who dabbled in the apps and the dating world recently, and I'm kind of taking a break from it, but there are some guys that are really good at love bombing you, so you think that's what you want and then it turns on you. So I can see why she's hesitant, and she's done all the work and she doesn't want to repeat the same mistakes. But, maybe just, focus on getting some free time from momming rather than it having to be with, dating or whatever, you know?
So true.
Baby steps.
I think that's extremely wise, Shannon. Have you called us before?
This is my first call. I'm driving to a tennis lesson. I don't have to round today. So my son's riding his bike.
She's going to tennis, man.
You're driving. You're going to a tennis lesson.
I am. Oh. Yeah. But I have some exciting plans this weekend. It's the Rapids home opener.
And yes. We gave away tickets to that.
Yeah. We get season tickets because we live half a mile from it. So it's so easy. We just walk up there. It's great.
That's great. Yeah.
That's a good
and
time.
Yeah, good weather for the game tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll probably get a little chilly in the evening. We'll have to bundle up. Or maybe it's in the afternoon. I should check that. Taking it day by day, guys.
You are terrific. I want to thank you. Is there anything else on your mind before we go to Marguerite?
A question for us or anything? Or
I just wanted to call it.
You can tell she's never called before. Shannon,
thank
you. We don't care who knows. We love you.
And everyone
you
listening
calling.
Online, you got to hear what she said.
So. You got a little treat. Those of you listening on the radio, you don't know what Shannon said. Oh, my God. I love it. It's always a woman.
It always is.
Always a woman.
Nice meeting you, Shannon. We have to let you go.
You're the best. Marguerite, was that good for you?
That was awesome.
Yeah. You know, you're in the moment. You just slips out, you know. Which is funny because we've all probably said that word about 10 times already today, but can't put it on the air.
Come on, you know. So she's fun. What are you doing this weekend, Marguerite?
You know, we don't have a lot planned. My husband has to work last minute on Saturdays sometimes.
Bummer.
My son has a birthday party to go to. And
all
that's about it.
That's
all
it.
All right,
huh?
Well, let's go backwards. And we're going to ask you, too, what did you make of Kaylin's situation? What's your advice?
You know, that's...
Come on, Marguerite, spit it out. You
know,
can say it. We all say what we think around here.
I know. Over the top. I think a lot of people are filled with opinions, and sometimes your opinions, you know, kind of make you see things differently. I'm happily married for a while. I'm happy to say I've never had to do the dating thing. I have not gone to therapy. Okay. You know,
you make that sound like it's a
opinion back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
So I can't give a strong opinion of somebody's been the therapy.
I'm with you because, you know, I've been with my wife now for 20 years, Marguerite. So, I mean, it's fun to kind of live vicariously through these people that call in and they're out in the dating world. And I've watched it with Dom. Dom was dating a lot, you know. And it is kind of hard to just place yourself in that position sometimes and know the right thing to say.
But I was the weirdo, though, Marguerite, because everyone talks about how horrible dating is. And I was the weirdo who loved it. I had a blast dating just various people. I never was like, oh, it's so hard. Oh, I was like, God, this is great.
You know, I got to hand it to you because I just, you know, I never did the online dating app. I have to hand it to people who take that step because there are some weirdos out there.
Well, you can meet weirdos anywhere.
Yeah,
you can meet weirdos at the hardware store.
Once did online dating. I've never done it in my life. I just meet people.
Never.
And yeah, but I don't knock it because it works for a lot of people.
Yes, it does.
It does, and I was single for a while before my husband and I got back together. We've been married for almost 13 years now, and I've never once wanted to try. I had friends who did the online dating and the stories they would come back with. I just thought, you know, I will happily stay single.
That is the best part about those apps, though, is all the stories that you get.
You get stories.
And the people that are mighty bold out there about what they want and what they're looking for.
We even had a segment one time on the show where we talked about how every bad thing that happens to you in life, sometimes it might be bad, but you get a great story out of it. And that's the same thing with online dating. You know, there's a lot of creeps out there, but you get some pretty funny stories sometimes.
You know, Marguerite, you were amazing. Yeah.
Listen, we got to run. We're out of time, but you have been terrific. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling us. We really appreciate you, okay?
Thank you both so much. You bring a lot of joy to people's mornings, and my son and I listen on the way to school, so I thought I would just kind of hop on the bandwagon this way this time
thank
on the
you.
Way home.
It's very kind
well,
of you.
Thank you for
very
listening
kind.
With your son. We hope you guys have
awesome.
A great weekend.
Thank you. You all too.
Okay. See you later.
Okay. Listener Jessica, who's obviously a therapist, wrote in. She goes, I wish I could talk to my therapy clients like you guys are doing right now.
Just gonna just give them hell.
I'm sorry.
You mean not sugarcoat it?
I'm sorry, but we did not go to college for this. You know, we did not get a medical
degree. Observe and spew.
We're just talking. I feel like we do therapy sessions on the show.
And honestly, I think some of the stuff we said to her was fairly eye-opening.
I guarantee you it was.
I feel like she got more out of that 6 minutes than she has been at therapy. Than she's been getting at therapy.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it just
I don't know.
It was nice to have it's like the variety pack for her. You know, she's got her therapy and she's got our therapy.
I highly doubt her therapist looked her in the eye and said, this might be you.
No, because they do say that.
I don't know.
They definitely.
I feel like her therapist didn't.
I remember her therapist one time said, dude, this is all on you. And I was like, yeah, okay, you're right.